This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. King City is a tidy rural place with just under 15,000 residents at the southern end of the Salinas Valley in Monterey County. It's an agricultural-focused community with the Salinas River winding through and adjacent vast stretches of wine grapes and fields of celery and lettuces. But tucked away just south of King City is a 55-acre piece of property that's an island of exuberant wildness amid so much cultivation. The owner calls it a sanctuary of silence, and it's the site of the Lesnini Field Project, intended to be a place where invited artists across mediums can come and create. Eric Bakke is a teacher, artist, and writer.
I've been coming here my whole life, and often with my brother, we go down and just goof around down at the unused part of the farm down by the river. But for many years, I lived in New York, and I worked as an artist and a writer in New York.
But he returned to California about 10 years ago. The property just south of King City has been in Bakke's family for over a century. Some of his ancestors came from southern Switzerland near the Italian border.
As mentioned in Steinbeck's East of Eden, I think he talks about Swiss Italians coming specifically to this area, to this little stretch here. And they worked for a bit, and then with the limited resources they had, they bought this farm, which is quite narrow. That reason I mentioned that is because they couldn't afford a big swath of land. So it's just a narrow strip from the highway straight down to the river.
On one section of the acreage is a compound near Highway 101, where Bakke is currently using an old dairy milking shed as an art studio. When he once again resumed regular visits to the property, he started looking differently at one section of it. A lower field near the Salinas River had been in production in the past,
which was flooded, I believe, 94, 95. There were big floods here. And it wasn't feasible to, again, make it farmland. So it was just left to go wild.
Bakke's partner in this new project is Andre Decker, founder of the Observatorium, a group in Europe that creates public arts and placemaking. Last summer, Bakke and his wife Linda visited Decker in Rotterdam and saw some of his public work. One in particular, a large project at the Port of Rotterdam, got the two talking about creating art together, site-specific art at Bakke's family property near King City. At first, as Bakke explained, as he drove the rough and rutted farm road towards Lesnini Field, they had all sorts of ideas about building an artist residence or creating a permanent sculpture garden.
And then towards the end of last year, Andre decided he'd come out and we'd start working. And one of the first things that we did was we invited an ecologist out. Jennifer Berry is her name. And she pointed out to us how much wildlife is here.
Everywhere there were signs of the coyotes, foxes, rodents, birds of prey, wild boar, and more that had moved back in.
And we realized that we wanted to preserve the ecosystem more than we wanted to alter it, and that part of the project that would be valuable both to the visitors and to ourselves would be able to come down here and have a piece of land that was continuing to be taken over by the wild without visible intervention by people.
So instead, he and Decker decided to create a place that serves as inspiration. Here's what it sounds like. Bakke says he envisioned some overlap between the Lesnini Project and the avant-garde situationist movement of the 1960s. That was a performance conceptual movement in France and elsewhere, where, as Bakke explained, works were realized in the time they were performed, and not meant for an audience, they were simply actions that took place. As he gave a tour of the site and the area's notable wind picked up, Bakke says he hopes to invite artists to Lesnini Field to just be, to do art, but all temporary and ephemeral to the land. He says Decker came up with the idea of Lesnini Field being the eye of the storm.
With the idea that you could, from here, you could think about climate change, you could think about industrial farming, you could think about labor, you could think about so many other issues from this peaceful spot amidst an area that is experiencing, you know, a state, a world, great change.
You can learn more about the Lesnini Field Project by visiting Eric Bakke's website, www.ericbakke.com. That's ericbakke.com. Reporting for the KCBX Arts Beat, I'm Greta Mart.